It is often misunderstood as sort of a to-do list for women.
Deaconess Elizabeth Ullman, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Demystifying the Proverbs 31 Woman.
Or something that we have to strive to be, and it's very often pulled out of its moorings. It's pulled out of its context and not really put into the context of the rest of the Book of Proverbs.
Learn more about demystifying the Proverbs 31 woman at issuesetc.org.
Is being gay a perversion?
Senator, I'm going to give you the same answer I just gave you previously. My respect for every individual, regardless of their sexual orientation, is the same.
You name me any person who is against us today, I want to say that person is not our permanent enemy. That's a precious human being made in the image and likeness of God, someone who's got a conscience that we can appeal to somewhere in there, and our job should be to win him or her over.
You might have a terrible pharmacist, but the antibiotics are still going to cure the infection. And the same thing with church. The sacraments and the word and all the blessings that we receive from Christ through his church, those are too precious. Those are too valuable to give up, even though you've been wrong.
This is Bill, the bug guy, and I love listening to Issues Etc. every day while I spray bugs.
In a letter written by the elders of Willow Creek Community Church, delivered to the congregation on Friday, the elders of the congregation write, "We will examine allegations against Bill that have not been previously investigated by the elder board. We will respectfully reach out to each woman who has made an accusation. Bill acknowledged that he has placed himself in situations that would have been far wiser to avoid. We agree and now recognize that we didn't hold him accountable to specific boundaries." That was in a letter delivered to the congregation on Friday. More allegations have come in against Bill Hybels, the newly resigned founder and pastor of Willow Creek Community Church of evangelical fame. These misconduct allegations will be investigated. The new ones and the old ones, apparently, will be looked at again as well. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. on this Monday afternoon, the 23rd of April. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking about the early days of Willow Creek Community Church with a retired attorney and a drafter of the 1975 charter and original board member of Willow Creek, Harry Madsen. We'll be spending some time with him talking about that. Then we'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson today, Isaac and Rebecca. In Genesis chapter 24, Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel will be our guest. Hour two of Issues Etc. we will spend with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Our series, Introducing the Books of the Bible, today will be in 2 Chronicles. Now, you can join us with questions or comments. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address, @issuesetc, and the Issues Etc. comment line for our beloved on-demand listeners, 618-223-8382. Joining us to talk about the early days of Willow Creek Community Church, Harry Madsen. He's a retired attorney in Arlington Heights, Illinois. He's president of Lutheran Public Radio Incorporated and drafter of the 1975 charter and original board member for Willow Creek Community Church. Harry, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you very much, Todd.
How did you first become acquainted with Bill Hybels?
In 1959, 2 years of law school behind me and newly married, my wife and I joined the non-denominational South Park Church of Park Ridge, Illinois. South Park had a history whereby rather than people moving up the ladder to a new Bible class as they aged, the Bible classes grouped and coalesced and aged together and autonomously moved a rung up the class. While they emptied a rung at the bottom for some new group that spontaneously generated as a younger class that emerged every dozen years or so. And thus the innate youthful proclivity for doing their own thing together was satisfied in the church rather than in the world. In 1959, South Park's partners class, with members in their 30s and 40s, did not click with the teens, 20s, and newly marrieds. So within 14 days of walking in the door, I was asked to teach and with a core of three couples started a new class for the teens, 20s, and young marrieds for that bottom rung. We named it Helpmates. The pastor and church members spread the word that after church services on Sundays, Helpmates was the place to be for that group. Prompt growth was vigorous. In 1971, inexorably, Helpmates had moved up the ladder, leaving yet another rung to blossom at the bottom, which it did, all by itself. Around South Park's own 22-year-old music genius, Dave Hombo, who literally created new words and music for their weekly meetings, with a beat, rhythm, and attendance too disruptive for Sundays. So they were invited to take over the whole church complex on Thursdays. Soon joined by busloads of other youth from nearby town of Palatine, until hundreds crowding in were hard on the furniture. Bill Hybels was one of those joiners, and soon became a co-leader with Dave, and the focal point of a new phenomenon that they themselves named as Sun City.
What were your initial impressions of Bill Hybels?
I observed some Sun City meetings from the back pew. With other South Park church leaders, I celebrated the capable and charismatic group leadership of Bill Hybels, with mic in hand for both song and commentary. We quickly sensed an emerging movement bigger than South Park and cooperated with a change of venue for Sun City meetings to be in Palatine Willow Creek Theater, whose name their new church later adopted. We invited the two Sun City leaders to keep using the operations office space we had provided in South Park. And while we saw Bill Hybels as somewhat idealistic and naive, we readily deferred to his ability to gather a following for what we saw as a welcome spreading of God's word.
So how did your acquaintance continue with Hybels?
In mid-1975, about 3 years after Bill Hybels was on the scene at South Park, and after the Sun City move to Willow Creek Theater, a call to my law office came from a South Park secretary, said the two were thinking about starting their own church, and asked if I could help them. "Sure, send them right over," was my immediate response, and within the hour, they were at my desk listening to my answers and recommendations.
What is it they ask you to do for them?
Well, we met again a week later to process the charter I had drafted under which they continue to function to this date. I agreed to serve as interim third director and registered agent until replaced. And a copy of that instrument's available, by the way, from the Cook County Recorder at this time.
What did Hybels tell you about his ideas for Willow Creek?
Aside from general comments Bill Hybels made to me at the time we were drafting the charter for Willow Creek, we had no discussions beyond greetings and pleasantries, such as usually took place within the walls of Willow Creek. Most of what I learned was at the time of those meetings. And in those meetings, Bill did most of the talking. He did not speak in the terms of a corporation, but of a church. And there it was in generalities such as getting the word out to the whole world, in addition to specific media references such as radio, television, concerts. The charter says traveling concerts and home concerts, which reflects Bill's emphasis, without which I would use the word concerts only once, if at all. Of a number of church constitutions I have written, that is the only one which has such an extended enumeration of media. With no need to recall the exact words we used, it was clear that Bill wanted their new church to be able to do everything existing churches could do, which prompted my insertion of the word ordinances, a Calvinist echo to the Lutheran term sacraments, in turn matching the Calvinist theological dominance in South Park Church and most of American evangelicalism, and also in Bill Hybels' own roots in the Dutch Reformed Church.
Did he discuss a long-term vision or a long-term plan for Willow Creek?
There was no special discussion of long-term other than wanting to get the word out to the entire world. He was more focused on getting a church started where he could serve this group that he had gathered together.
So in 1975, in the Willow Creek Charter, what were given as the purposes of the corporation?
There are two paragraphs. As I said, the first one had mostly my words in it. The purpose of this church shall be to glorify God through public worship, prayer, services, preaching, administering the ordinances, and church schools instruction. Through care, concern, and evangelism, this church will reach out to its community and to the world through its missionary commitments. The second paragraph says, an additional corporate purpose of this church shall be to extend the word of God through music and a spoken word by means of radio, television, records, conferences, literature, traveling concerts, home concerts, evangelistic campaigns, and through the use of other similar means.
What can you tell us about the initial home of Willow Creek Church?
The initial home, the theater in Palatine, was a typical theater, and they made arrangements just to rent the space for Sunday mornings and hold what for that time was services rather than just Sun City meetings. And they dealt with it as a church and acted like a church, which is what prompted their final decision to come to me to formally declare that they were a church.
To your knowledge, did Bill Hybels, you had mentioned his background in the Dutch Reform, did he have any formal theological training?
His only theological training was in Bible classes that they had, some had at Wheaton College and later at Trinity University in Decatur, where he encountered one of his professors, Belzikian, who later had an office within the Willow Creek Church and as an on-site consultant. He never took formal theological training, and that was the limit of his background.
Harry Madsen is our guest, drafter of the 1975 Charter and original board member for Willow Creek Community Church. We're talking about the church's early days on this Monday afternoon. When we come back, Bill Hybels mentioned Harry in one of his books. We'll find out what he wrote.
In the days of the Reformation, Lutherans insisted that justification is the doctrine on which the church stands or falls. But is this still the case?
Pastor Hans Feeney talking about his presentation at the 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
In a world of moral anarchy, is discussing how man is justified still the most important conversation we need to have? The answer is yes, because we'll never regain a proper understanding of marriage or human identity or even morality itself until we first understand what it means to be made right with God through faith in Jesus Christ.
You can meet and hear Pastor Hans Feeney making the case for the centrality of justification at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 8th and Saturday, June 9th in Collinsville, Illinois. You'll find registration information at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's classical Christian curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR17. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, a classical Christian education that works.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. This Monday afternoon, we're talking about the early days of Willow Creek Community Church, much in the news because of some allegations of misconduct made against its founding pastor and newly resigned Bill Hybels. Harry Madsen is our guest, a retired attorney in Arlington Heights, Illinois. He's president of Lutheran Public Radio Incorporated and drafter of the 1975 charter and original board member for Willow Creek Community Church. Harry, I understand that Bill Hybels referenced you in his book, The God You Are Looking For. What did he write about you?
Without taking time here for the full quotations on pages 101 and 102 of that book, let me summarize that there are two items of particular interest. First, Bill Hybels referred to me as a non-Christian attorney. And second, Bill Hybels represented with quote marks that I advocated the impossibility of sinner repentance, which clearly included identifiable elements which were spoken, but couched in terms diametrically opposed to the conclusion I posited. Also in those quote marks was a claim that I stated that I had been in practice of law for 20 years, which was unlikely since it had only been 14 years at the time. That difference is insignificant, but casts a shadow on the other quoted claims.
How would you respond to what he wrote about you in that book?
Well, as to the charge that I was a non-Christian attorney, I have no objection, because it was stated in the context of his book, which contained many of his assertions as to Christianity and what it was. And I admit freely that by such definitions, I am not a Christian. It would be vulgar of me to retaliate, call Bill a non-Christian, and invite a written record duel to see which charge of non-Christian prevails. Moreover, I don't believe it to be so for either one of us. However, the Lord has spoken in his inerrant word. In 1 Corinthians 11:19, no doubt there have to be differences among you to show which of you have God's approval. Both Bill Hybels and I are truth seekers. The Lord of all has juxtapositioned the two of us with many conflicting interpretations of Christianity. We should dialogue that the truth may prevail. I suggest an opening thesis for what I pray would be another cordial exchange with Bill Hybels, and my proposed opening thesis is this. All required truth for the lives of God's people is in the inerrant Bible, and all claims of direct revelation since apostolic times are fanciful, unverifiable, and unreliable. If you disagree, what is your response, argument, and proof? As to the second point on sinner repentance, I had sensed that Willow Creek Venture was going to be an important event in church history. So in the intervening week between our meetings, especially the night before the signing of the charter, I spent considerable time reading scripture, praying, and listening to tapes of sermons on evangelism. I made notes for myself as to what I was going to say to Bill the next day. My greatest concern was the lack of understanding in the Christian community concerning a doctrine most succinctly and at the same time comprehensively proclaimed by Calvinists in just two words, total depravity. Such is the state in which we are born, in which we live, and in which we shall die. There is no cure, but there is, in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, escape in the gift of faith by which we may live in this world and in eternity, basking in the imputed righteousness of Christ, despite our inescapable corrupt core. What I tried to get across to Bill was that with his then obvious gift, he would be speaking to thousands, where everyone shared the same problem of inner sin that would not change, and that any hope he had or any attempt he made to generate or improve the righteousness of those he spoke to would fail. and would result in heartbreak for him.
When was your last contact with Bill Hybels?
Until he moved his office to the new building in South Barrington, my last contacts was just greetings and pleasantries in the halls of South Park Church in Park Ridge.
Are you surprised by Willow Creek's growth?
The growth I expected and predicted, but not to the extent accomplished.
Do you have any thoughts on the misconduct allegations that have been leveled against Bill Hybels and his subsequent resignation?
Yes, I do. But first, let me say Bill Hybels is a good man. Many of my personal acquaintances have attended Willow Creek, and my personal interest in matters of religion for 60 years continues unabated. I have a dozen volumes with Willow Creek footprints in my personal library. This has kept me attuned to the career of Bill Hybels. My impression is that he is an honorable, capable communicator, organizer, manager, leader, and by his own definition, a Christian. Second, the stimulated notoriety concerning alleged personal matters naming Bill Hybels, which, regardless of their substance, are better served for all concerned by internal proceedings of his superiors than sensational press releases. My sadness at the crass craving for details and disclosures is directed at the hypocrisy of two groups, women and men. Not all women, but those who do their utmost to attract men and then feign harassment when they succeed. And not all men, but those men who, Matthew 5:28, have looked at a woman lustfully and have thereby already committed adultery with her in their hearts, and yet pretend indignation at the very news they relish. With these two clusters silenced, little would be heard.
What was missing from American evangelicalism that you found in confessional Lutheranism, Harry?
The essence of my answer is brief, but its life consequences are profound. What I found was confession, absolution, and forgiveness. When I left my life in American evangelicalism and walked into Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Des Plaines, Illinois, at a time of life crisis, and heard a sermon on forgiveness, it was a strong regeneration echo from the days of my confirmation in a Lutheran church decades earlier.
Do you have any final thoughts on your long history with Willow Creek, Harry?
My recommendations to Bill, if he were face-to-face, would be nothing but for the best life here to come. I would, of course, hope that he would understand that he should use his talents to redirect us totally to Christ for every purpose.
Harry Madsen is a retired attorney in Arlington Heights, Illinois. He is president of Lutheran Public Radio Incorporated and drafter of the 1975 charter and original board member for Willow Creek Community Church. Harry, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thanks so much, Todd. Thank you.
The Issues Etc. Making the Case conference features the best of Issues Etc. in a little more than a day. It's an opportunity for you to meet and hear Hank Hanegraaff, Hans Feeney, Jonathan Fisk, Will Whedon, Scott Klusendorf, Angus Manoj, and Craig Parton. The Making the Case conference is Friday, June the 8th, and Saturday, June 9th, in Collinsville, Illinois, 15 miles east of St. Louis. Child care is free thanks to the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Registration is $120. That includes meals on Friday night and Saturday afternoon and evening. Register soon. Attendance is limited to 400. Learn more at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Making the Case conference, June 8th and 9th in Collinsville, Illinois. When we come back, we're going to be moving on in the Old Testament, talking about Isaac and Rebekah in Genesis chapter 24, teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. This glorious good news is and always has been too good not to share. It compelled Peter, Paul, and the other apostles to the very ends of the earth, and it continues to drive Lutheran Church Missouri Synod missionaries even today. Learn more here in the April issue of The Lutheran Witness magazine. Subscribe today at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
When pastors talk about us, they call us ad crucem. When laity mention us, they speak of ad crucem. When non-Lutherans address us, they say ADC RUCAM. But no matter how you say it, Ad Crucem is the place to go for greeting cards, artwork, jewelry, ornaments, housewares, church certificates, church banners, and all your gift buying needs. Visit adcrucem.com, confessing the faith through art and word. ADC RUCEM.com.
40 Years Greatly Blessed is this year's theme at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. We engage young adults in a Christ-centered environment and provide an alternative to secular public high schools. Please help us provide tuition assistance to more students by making a special 40th anniversary tax-deductible gift at melhs.org and click on the giving page. Or call me, Dr. Jay Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.
The congregation at Lake George Lutheran Chapel is a proud supporter of Issues Etc. We are located on the western shore of Lake George. With the lake in view, Jesus still teaches from the boat of his church, and the people sit, listen, and are fed by Christ himself through his holy ministry and instituted means of grace. Every Sunday, 9 a.m., set your course to 1540 West 800 North, Fremont, Indiana. Like us on Facebook at Lake George Lutheran and find out more at lakegeorgelutheran.org.
A voice in the wilderness of American evangelicalism, you're listening to Issues Etc.
LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission exists to support and encourage congregations in rural and small town settings. In partnership with LCMS districts, RSTM is uniquely positioned to make a major impact in revitalization support, community engagement and outreach training, congregational partnership development, and worker support through providing and developing resources geared specifically to rural and small town congregations. Check us out at lcms.org/RSTM or give us a call at our office. We're here to help.
You could win an audio DVD of every presentation from all six Issues Etc. Making the Case conferences. Record your answer to the question, Issues Etc. What does this mean? On our comment line, 618-223-8382. If we play your answer during Issues Etc., we'll send you a conference audio DVD of almost 50 hours of teaching. 618-223-8382 and answer the question, Issues Etc., What does this mean? Please be sure to mention where you listen.